This community update was brought to you by YouRadio. Healthcare advocates across Canada are calling for greater transparency and accountability in the plasma collection industry, following the deaths of two paid plasma donors in Winnipeg, and growing concerns about regulatory non-compliance at private clinics operated by multinational company Grifols. The calls come after a national media conference where advocacy groups urged governments to end for-profit plasma collection and return the system fully to public control under Canadian Blood Services. Noah Schultz, director of the Manitoba Health Coalition, says the issue fits within a long-standing tradition of opposing the profit motive in healthcare.
I have been director of Manitoba Health Coalition for just a year now, and come into this tradition that other health coalitions have really been part of, which is opposing the profit motive within healthcare, including how it can have perverse incentives within plasma collection in particular. So long before I was in this role, the Canadian Health Coalition, the Ontario Health Coalition, labor unions have spoken out against the deal that CBS, or Canadian Blood Services, and Grifols made in the early 2020s.
Schultz says Canada has already seen the consequences of prioritizing profit over safety, pointing to the tainted blood scandal and the recommendations of the Crever Commission.
And the findings in the wake of the tainted blood scandal in Canada that really had a central recommendation that the blood supply, plasma supply, be kept voluntary because this is the safest thing for donors and for the blood supply as a whole.
Health Canada has completed its assessment of the two recent Winnipeg deaths and say they were not caused by the plasma donation process. In a written statement, Health Canada spokesperson Mark Johnson said the review found no evidence of a machine malfunction and the equipment performed as expected, and noted the assessment considered the timing of events, cause of death, medical history, and any incidents during the plasma collection. Schultz says this does not resolve broader concerns.
Any death is unacceptable in this kind of context, but we don't want people dying, whether it is in the process of donating plasma or blood or in receiving it as life-saving measures. And so, you know, it's not just ideological for its own sake. There's a history of harm that comes from keeping or allowing the profit motive to be part of this system.
According to Health Canada, three people in Manitoba have died after giving plasma over the past decade, all linked to for-profit collection sites.
And in contrast to that, Canadian Blood Services and other public non-for-profit ways of donating plasma or blood have caused no deaths. So there's a real question then of why this is happening, especially two in such quick succession, connected to the for-profit harvesting of plasma.
National advocates echoed those concerns. Siobhan Vipont of the Canadian Health Coalition says paying for plasma places economic pressure on vulnerable people.
There is a reason why Grifols has opened up in the areas that they've opened up, because they have people that are going to, you know, need to frequently donate in order to make ends meet. It is not their fault. There are, you know, so many issues in our society that could be helped through, you know, better supports, but they're pushed into this situation. The only way we can protect them is to make sure that our governments across the country are ensuring that we have a voluntary donor system rather than exploiting a vulnerable population.
Chris Galloway of Friends of Medicare in Alberta highlighted what he described as an alarming findings from Health Canada inspection reports.
There's a dozen regulatory criteria where they are not meeting compliance, including things like that they did not accurately assess the donor's suitability, they did not thoroughly investigate errors and accidents, they did not carry out sufficient corrective and preventative actions when required, that the cleaning, maintenance, and calibration of critical equipment were not always sufficient, and that the operating procedures were not kept up to date or followed.
Galloway also pointed to voluntary models already operating successfully.
There are public solutions that don't involve corporate profit motives or paying individuals for plasma, and that when we do it that way, it works. In 2020, Canadian Blood Services opened a new plasma donor center in Lethbridge. It showed us successfully that if you give Canadians the opportunity to donate voluntarily their plasma locally, that they will do it. They will show up.
Schultz says restoring trust will require transparency, including public investigations and stronger enforcement.
I still seek a lot more transparency from Health Canada about the deaths, about their and about the deal, the contract between Canadian Blood Services and Grifols. That should be going, that contract should be going to the House Standing Committee on Health federally on the 10th of April. But I think the public needs to know the details of that as well to understand, for the Canadian public to understand how much profit is being made in this process.
Advocates warn that without accountability and transparency, donor safety and public confidence remain at risk. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.